What is going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to another episode of the Jabcast. Today, we have a very special episode for you. We're going to be talking about the Grammys. I am Ben, and I am joined, as always, by my two beautiful co-hosts, Jared and Alec. You guys excited to talk some music?
Yes, I am. We don't really talk specifically about music as much anymore, you know, just like our albums. So, yeah.
Looking forward to going a little bit more in depth on some of the albums that we may or may not have listened to.
Yep.
Yeah, give our unbiased, uneducated opinions on music we haven't heard.
Do we ever give educated opinions on anything?
No, by definition, we can't.
But yeah, we're talking about the Grammys.
We are. They'll be coming out the January 31st.
The nominations are already out. That's why we're talking
nominations
about.
Are out. We're going to run through the list. There we go.
Yeah, we're not recording this several months in advance.
We're recording this September 2019.
Yep, because we already know.
Yeah, we guessed every single nomination correctly. Which, yeah, if anything, would give us, you know, a pretty educated guess if we can pull that off. I think we could probably guess who wins at that point, but let's see if we're right. Let's jump right in, shall we?
I agree.
We shall.
Ben, you want to take the reins on this or music extraordinaire?
All right. So basically, from what I can gather, the structure that we have selected for this is we're just going to run through the categories, list off the nominations, and then name what we want to win and what we think will win. So we're going to start with Record of the Year, the first major category. I think this is just a song. Just one track or like a single or something.
Yeah, I think it is.
I never understood the proper dichotomy, but
you keep going. I'll look up the difference.
Right. So the nominees are I Still Have Faith in You by ABBA, Freedom by John Batiste, I Get a Kick Out of You by Tony Bennett and Lady Gaga, Peaches by Justin Bieber featuring Daniel Caesar and Giveon, Right on Time by Brandi Carlile, Kiss Me More by Doja Cat featuring SZA, Happier Than Ever by Billie Eilish, Montero, parentheses, Call Me By Your Name by Lil Nas X, Driver's License by Olivia Rodrigo, and Leave the Door Open by Silk Sonic. I'm going to throw it to Alec. What do you want to win, and what do you think will win from the long list of nominations I just spouted?
I want I Get a Kick Out of You with Tony Bennett and Lady Gaga to win this award. I think they did an amazing job together on this song, and I think if they win, I'd be happy. But I really think Driver's License by Olivia Rodrigo is going to end up winning this award just because of the, I guess, pop culture impact, you could say.
Yeah.
It went viral. A lot of people streamed it on whatever they stream music on. But yeah, I think she's going to end up winning this award just for the soul. Impact of the sole impact it had on like social media and everything like that.
Right. Jared, how about you?
Well, let me start by saying song of the year is the written aspect of it. It's the like writing down the lyrics, writing down the actual music behind it, and then record so is
more
the
of a, it's more of a writer's award.
Yeah, and then the performance is just compared to what Alec just said, the actual performance of it. So that would be the singer and anyone else that executes it, you know, a band, if that's who's doing it. But yeah, for me personally, I want Happier Than Ever to win. That song really blew me away from Billie Eilish's album of the same name, but I'm going to have to agree with Alec. I think Driver's License is going to win that. I remember hearing about that song forever ago and I'm still hearing about it now. I feel like I heard that August 2020 somehow, somewhere around there. So it's been in many people's ears for a long time. And Olivia Rodrigo herself has blown up. So, yeah. What about you?
Yeah, I want Montero to win. I think out of these, it's probably my favorite song on here. But I think, I think Driver's License is going to sweep. Similar to you, Jared. That's been around forever. It seems like it's way older than it really is.
Yeah.
And that also kind of like propelled her to like superstardom.
For sure.
So commercially, it was a huge success, but also just she has a huge fan base. So
yeah.
Okay. Driver's License by Olivia Rodrigo. Congratulations. Moving on now to Album of the Year. This list is long. There are so many producers on all of these albums. We Are by John Batiste. Love for Sale by Tony Bennett and Lady Gaga. Justice, Triple Chucks Deluxe by Justin Bieber. Planet Her Deluxe by Doja Cat. Happier Than Ever by Billie Eilish. Back of My Mind by Her. Montero by Lil Nas X. Sour by Olivia Rodrigo. Evermore by Taylor Swift. And Donda by Kanye West. What do we got, Alec? We'll start with you again.
I am going to go with my girl Lady Gaga.
Oh my God.
Tony Bennett, Lady Gaga, Album of the Year. This is my
choice. I didn't know how much you loved that album.
This album is really good.
I don't think we've ever spoken about it.
I like
both. Wow, what?
It's that thick. I love this album. Good. I have it, obviously. I listen to it. I listen to it when I'm doing my my housework because I'm a stay-at-home dad, for all of those who didn't know, with no kids.
he's raising but, me, actually.
Yeah. But yeah, I think Love for Sale is going to win. I want Love for Sale to win this award, but I think Taylor Swift is going to end up winning this award. Somehow, Taylor Swift wins everything. She gets what she wants, or she writes a song about it.
Mm, that was a pretty good breakdown.
All right, Jared, how about you?
Yeah, I'm going with a similar path as Alec did, but in my own biases, I'm picking Happier Than Ever again by Billie Eilish. I really, really like this album. I think it's her best work so far. Really happy with it. I will soon own it. It's coming in the mail, I believe, on vinyl. But yeah, really in love with that album. And again, I also agree with Alec here. I think Taylor Swift is going to take this, for better or worse. Because if she wins, we will hear about it on Twitter for a month.
From all the Swifties.
All the Swifties. Ben, you got any different opinions?
I want Back of My Mind by Her to win. I really like her. This had a lot of really good features as well. But I think Justin Bieber is going to win it. I mean, it's hard. Yeah. It's literally like the most successful streaming album of all time. So like,
oh, is it actually?
Yeah. I
had no clue.
It was like shattering records like the first week it was up.
Oh, but wow.
When you think about the Grammys, when I think about the Grammys and like what they pick, they obviously go for commercial success.
Yeah.
But they also go for like social influence. So like you think of like just the amount of fans that these people have, like Justin Bieber still, after all these years, is like one of the most popular people on the planet.
Yeah.
I wanted to say I think that they would pick Happier Than Ever, but I think the hype around Billie Eilish has kind of died a little bit. Now, like, it's shaken out so that, like, her fan base is still, like, really devoted to her, but she's not, like, gaining any new supporters. Like, they're all going to.
Yeah, that's true.
Or whatever. But Justin Bieber still, I mean, that album was so popular. I still can't escape Peaches. Like, that song is just still everywhere. So I think that'll be the one that wins.
Yeah, good points.
Yeah.
None of us picked Donda.
Yeah, I think it's messy, honestly. It was a good first listen, but I've barely revisited it since. Yeah. I have like two songs I listened to it.
I think
I listened to from it.
Also, Kanye does not have a great relationship with the Grammys.
No.
At all.
Well, it depends how you look at it.
I would be shocked if any of those people vote for him.
Yeah.
Onward to Song of the Year. This is the songwriting variant of the single song award that Jared was describing earlier.
Yeah.
Bad Habits by Fred Gibson. I thought it was Freddie Gibbs. I thought that was his like full name. I was like, why haven't I heard about this? No, Fred Gibson. I think it's an Ed Sheeran wrote this song.
Yeah, it has the actual artist in parentheses at the end.
All right, so I'll move forward saying the original artist. Yeah. A Beautiful Noise performed by Alicia Keys and Brandi Carlile. Driver's License performed by Olivia Rodrigo. Fight for You performed by Her. Happier Than Ever, performed by Billie Eilish. Kiss Me More, performed by Doja Cat and SZA. Leave the Door Open, performed by Silk Sonic. Montero, performed by Lil Nas X. Peaches, performed by Justin Bieber, featuring Daniel Caesar and Givian. And Right on Time, performed by Brandi Carlile. These are like the same. The first three categories have like basically the same nominations from the same artists.
Yeah.
Alec, go ahead. What do you think?
I want Leave the Door Open, Silk Sonic, to win this award. I like that it's almost like a, it almost has like that throwback sound. And I think that's different and unique, but I think this is where, for all the reasons you said previously about album of the year, I think this is where Peaches is going to win their Grammy. I think Peaches is going to win song of the year.
Again, I'm going to completely biasedly vote for Happier Than Ever. I just think it was brilliant structuring and brilliant execution on both sides. So it's, in my book, it gets record and song of the year. I feel like Montero might actually win. Lil Nas X is still pretty relevant right now. I don't know how well this album itself was received, but he did really good numbers when it came out. I do know that. And it's got a good message and everything, and I think that's definitely part of this category as well. So, yeah, I think it's going to be Montero.
I want Happier Than Ever to win, and I think it also will win.
Yeah.
I think out of these, it's probably the best written song. I said that, like, the Grammys, the selection committee really looks at, like, commercial success, but they're not, like, complete, like, musical sticklers. Like, they also do consider at least a little bit, like, the musical prowess of the song. So I think that Happier Than Ever is probably going to win some favor and win an award, I guess. All right.
That's the first one that there wasn't a majority.
Yeah. I know.
All right. So now let's head into Best New Artist.
Yeah, I'm actually excited for this. There's a lot of people that I didn't think would be considered for this category. So this is, as it says, Best New Artist. It's not necessarily by age, but more like breakthrough year. Some of these artists have been around for a little while, but just now had their big like breakout season. So they are as follows. Aruj Aftab, I hope I'm saying that right. Jimmy Allen, Baby Keem, Phineas, Glass Animals, Japanese Breakfast, The Kid Laroi, Arlo Parks, Olivia Rodrigo, and Saweetie.
I'd say Saweetie on here. Yeah. I don't really think like she... No. Maybe I'm just ignorant, but I don't know what she broke out from this year. I thought she was already pretty established, but...
And Phineas, too. I mean...
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever. All right, I'm going to start with Jared this time. I'm really interested to hear who you pick from this list.
Okay, so this is really tough, actually. I think my personal pick is actually Japanese Breakfast. I adore Willie. I think it's a fantastic album. I also got that on vinyl. I don't know if a lot of people heard it, so I really don't know how much of the Academy is going to vote for her based on that. But then objectively, I think Olivia Rodrigo is going to get this for the same reason we've been saying for Driver's License and Sour. It's sweeping the nation. So, yeah.
Alec, how about you?
I personally think that you guys can guess who I'm going to pick for Best New Artist. And I'm going to pick Jimmy Allen. He's the only country boy on this list. Wow. And I actually really like his latest album, which I may hand you guys an album release, but you guys don't like new country, so maybe I won't. But I also think it's probably going to be Olivia Rodrigo to win this award, as much as I really don't like her album.
I didn't either.
I don't like the songs. They sound weird. It sounds like sounds like a more poppy Taylor Swift, if that makes sense.
Like, yeah, I like two or three, but
yeah,
as a whole, I do not.
I think Olivia Rodrigo is going to win this. The only other one I could think of was Saweetie, but she's also, I don't know how she's really new.
Yeah.
This could be like a conversation for another time, but I've had like conversations with people about like how weird the subjects of like Olivia Rodrigo's like songs are. For those who don't know, like she was dating some guy and like he broke up with her, and literally every song she's ever written about has been about him. And like at a certain point, like it just gets to be like
weird.
It's just weird. Like you're just, I don't know, whatever. I don't like to get involved in like other people's like lives and drama, but it is just like kind of an interesting study. But it resonates with people. I mean, that subject matter is something that people relate to. So anyway, for me, I want it to be Glass Animals. This was a weird one because I've been listening to them since, was it Zaba in like 2014? So they're not a new artist by any means. I want them to win though. They've finally had some success, which is nice to see. But I think it'll be Olivia Rodrigo as well. You can maybe make a case for Baby Keem, but for as hyped up as the Melodic Blue was, it kind of seemed to flop a little bit commercially. And it's not in my rotation. I don't really know many other people who still play the songs regularly. So I think Olivia Rodrigo makes sense here.
So Olivia Rodrigo, congrats on the sweep. Yeah,
I don't think we're off in saying that either. I really think she's going to take home a lot.
Right. All right. Best pop vocal album. A little bit less, little fewer. There are fewer nominations in these categories, so it won't take me as long to read through them. I got that out of order. All right, best traditional pop vocal album. So the description of this is for albums containing at least 51% playing time of new traditional pop recordings. I couldn't tell you what that means.
I have no clue what that means, yeah.
But the nominees are Love for Sale by Tony Bennett and Lady Gaga, Till We Meet Again Live by Norah Jones, A Tori Kelly Christmas, The DC Sings Nina, That's Life by Willie Nelson, and A Holly Dolly Christmas by Dolly Parton. Before we pick, I'm going to preface this by saying I have not listened to a single one of these albums.
I've heard That's Life by Willie. I'm wondering if this is, these are all songs that were not written by them. Is that what makes it that?
No, I'm pretty sure Tony Bennett, Lady Gaga, like that's like those are original songs.
Oh, yeah. Because Tori Kelly Christmas feels like she's singing Christmas songs. I know Willie Nelson's is a Frank Sinatra cover.
I could be wrong, but like pop for a long time has just meant like whatever's the most popular sound at that moment.
Okay.
So this could be like an older sounding, like super accessible album.
I feel like La DC Sings Nina is Nina Simone covers, but that's me just
guessing. Probably. I can't think of any other.
Yeah. Seven of Simone's most popular songs redone in orchestral, jazz, and pop arrangements.
All right. So let's pick, shall we? Alec, what do you think?
I think this is what I'm going
to
go with.
No, I didn't have to ask you.
I'm going to go with that album that I want to win. And I actually think they have the best chance to win that award. I think that's the Grammy that they will win. Just because they're competing against two Christmas albums and Willie Nelson singing Frank Sinatra.
Yeah.
And the other two, I don't really know.
It's just lopsided. Might as well call off this whole competition now. Other guys have no shot.
And I wouldn't even really consider that their album to be pop, I guess, but I'm not really sure. But I think this is the Grammy that they have the best, that these two have the best chance to win.
Sure.
Ben, I think I was kind of on the mark with what I was saying earlier. Love for Sale is original lyrics, I think, by them, but it's consisting, it says on the wiki, consisting of their renditions of various jazz standards by American composer Cole Porter.
All right. You might be right then. Yeah, because I think you might be right. I don't know anything about Norah Jones.
Can we meet again live?
That might be the...
I'll look it up, but I agree with Alec actually here. I would like them to win, and I think they will. I have not heard it, but if they're to win one, and I think they should, just from almost from prestige alone, I just think it's like a special thing that happened. I think this might be the one. So yeah, they get both votes for me.
Wow. You're already writing in who won. I didn't even say what I thought yet.
Me, it's two to one.
I didn't.
He's going by majority, so you really don't matter, Ben. But you can go ahead and talk.
I don't matter. All right. I don't care. I don't know about this either. I'll just say Ladisi sings Nina sounds intriguing. So I'm going to say that I want that to win. I might go ahead and listen to that then. But I think A Holly Dolly Christmas is going to just win out.
Oh, that's pretty true.
Oh,
the Grammys love her, and everyone loves Dolly
Parton. Yeah, everyone. Yeah. She
might have one of the most annoying voices on the planet, but she is a very popular
artist. Whoa. All of America just heard that.
Can't have an opinion in this country anymore. Can't speak my mind anymore. Now, we can just go with Tony Bennett. I don't care. I haven't listened to
this. You don't have a preference.
I probably won't. So I was trying to make a joke there, but it just kind of fell flat.
Lady Gaga.
Sure. I also really like Lady Gaga too. So maybe she does deserve another Grammy.
These two sound great together, in my opinion.
Tony Bennett still like stand dude's like
a no, he actually isn't doing all that great. His dementia is getting really bad. Oh, but shit. it's really kind of incredible because he'll I want to say it's his daughter or something. Are you okay?
I'm sorry. I'm just picturing Tony Bennett in the studio just forgetting the words and starting to mumble along to the track.
I forget who it is, but somebody goes around with him and it's really kind of cool and weird. But whenever Tony Bennett like goes on stage or into the studio, it's like a switch turns on and he's like,
yeah,
knows exactly where he is, what's going on. It's so weird.
My friend saw them live in New York for Tony Bennett's last show ever.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Yeah, like that was. He was like, he had no idea where he was, what he was doing there. But then as soon as he got on stage with Lady Gaga, he seemed like nothing was wrong.
That's basically what he said. He said he looked like two different people. It was like when he wasn't singing and then when he was singing, like it just clicked and he was the same guy he was, you know, 30, 40 years ago, whatever.
Yeah, it's insane. But
okay,
let's move on to best pop vocal album.
Yeah, now it's best pop vocal album. This is basically the same description for albums containing at least 51% playing time of new pop vocal recordings. Do with that what you will. The nominees are Justice, Triple Chunks Deluxe by Justin Bieber, Planet Her Deluxe by Doja Cat, Happier Than Ever by Billie Eilish, Positions by Ariana Grande, and Sour by Olivia Rodrigo.
Did you say Triple Chunks?
Is that not the name?
It's Chucks.
Triple Chunks is way better.
Triple Chunks. Like Rice Krispie Treats.
It means nothing anyway. So calling it.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what Triple Chucks means. Triple Chunks.
That's way better. I don't know why he's pick that. Either way, you would be like, what does that mean? All right, so Alec, you first.
I'm going to say that Justin Bieber is going to end up winning this album. I don't have a preference, but I think it's probably going to be Justin Bieber or Olivia Rodrigo again. Mm-hmm. I just feel like, I would assume the wild card in this category would be Doja Cat just because, you know, she's a girl. And
unfortunately, that is the truth.
I know. Like, and Doja Cat is amazing. Like, some of her songs are really good. And she's really smart. But I haven't listened to all of any of these albums. But I know some people tend to get snubbed for reasons like that. Although that album I think I know more songs on that album than Justin Bieber's. So actually I'm going to pick that one that I want to win, Doja Cat's.
Okay.
But I think Olivia Rodrigo's is probably going to end up winning.
Fair enough. Jared, how about you?
Yeah, this is tough because I'm actually a fan of all of these except for Sour. But I think personally, Happier Than Ever is my favorite, so that's my personal pick. And unfortunately, I do still think Sour will end up winning.
I want I guess I want, and I think Planet Her will win. It's still really popular now. It's been out for a while, and I think they're going to throw her an award somewhere, so it makes sense for it to be here. Yeah, honestly, not really a fan of many of these other ones. I wasn't really all that thrilled with Happier Than Ever. I couldn't really tell you why. I need to go re-listen, but Triple Chunks just doesn't do it for me, so I don't know if that'll... I can't let that one win.
We should call ourselves the Triple Chunks.
Triple Chunks, it's fitting. I am dyslexic.
I know, right. I'm dyslexic because I didn't laugh when you said Triple Chunks.
That'll get the issue. That's the name.
Yeah.
By Justin Bieber.
Moving on now. We have some heavier subject matter to deal with. I'm really excited to talk about this. Alec, I know you might be. Jared, I'm writing you off.
Yeah, you can.
Best rock. Are we doing
best rock song? That's best down at number 14.
All right, best rock song. Really excited to talk about these. The nominees are All My Favorite Songs by Rivers Cuomo, Weezer, basically. The Bandit by Kings of Leon, Distance by Mammoth, Wolfgang Van Halen. Find My Way by Paul McCartney, and Waiting on a War by Foo Fighters. Alec, I want you to go ahead first and tell me what your pick is.
This one was very difficult for me. But I'm picking Distance by Wolfgang Van Halen to win. That's what I want to win. That song is incredible. But I honestly think it's gonna end up being Find My Way by Paul McCartney. The only other one, the reason I say this was difficult is because Waiting on a War is a really good song too, and Dave Grohl is just a genius. So I was really struggling to pick which one of these that I want to win. But I think Paul McCartney is the one that is going to win. But I hope Wolfgang Van Halen gets the win.
What about you, Jared? You have an opinion on this?
Yeah, I did listen to the Foo Fighters album, and that was one of my least favorite albums of this year.
Yeah,
I've listened to like 200 albums from this year, so that's saying something. So I don't want that out of all of these. So my vote and what I think will win is going to be Find My Way by Paul McCartney. Even though I haven't heard it, he's getting pretty old. He's got the, he's still got eyes on him because of that documentary and everything. There's two documentaries about the Beatles right now. One more specifically about him, McCartney 321, and then the Peter Jackson produced one about the Beatles. So he's kind of in the limelight. People are thinking about him again, so I think they want to throw him a Grammy, maybe.
I think that's fair. This one was tough, not because I love these songs, but because I think that they all suck. And it's hard to pick the one that I think sucks the least. What I think sucks the least, I think is... I want to say The Bandit. I actually kind of liked Kings of Leon's latest work. It's basically what they did when they were first popular to a lesser degree. I like that song, I guess, the most out of these. What I think will win will be Paul McCartney.
Wait, I have heard Find My Way. I just realized that.
It's decent. I can't bring myself to like anything Weezer does anymore. The Foo Fighters album especially was particularly bad. I thought Wolfgang Van Halen's album was okay, but also a little generic. So I guess when you pick songs from these albums, you probably pick the most popular song, and I was not really a fan of any of these. But yeah, that's my pick. Now, best rock album. There are one of these albums that I really like, so I'm going to run through and tell you guys the nominees before we get into it. Power Up by AC/DC, Capital Cuts, Live from Studio A by Black Pumas, No One Sings Like You Anymore, Volume 1 by Chris Cornell, Medicine at Midnight by Foo Fighters, and McCartney 3 by Paul McCartney. Jared, I'm going to start with you this time. What do you think is going to win?
Well, again, it's not going to be AC/DC. that song is, or that album is ass. same with Foo Fighters. I think Paul McCartney might get this as well. I forgot I listened to McCartney 3. I listened to like the edited version with all the features and everything, but it was still really good. I think they might try to throw him another one, but even though I haven't heard it and I have heard Paul McCartney's, I'm going to vote for Black Pumas just because I was such a fan of their last one, which it was just called Black Pumas, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So very biasly gets my personal vote, but I think McCartney still might take it.
Alec, how about you?
I also think Paul McCartney is going to win this award, but unlike Jared, I want AC/DC's Power Up to win this award. I love AC/DC, and they deserve every award they get nominated for just because they're AC/DC. But I think Paul McCartney is going to win this award because he's Paul McCartney.
Also true.
So I want, and I think Black Pumas are going to win this. It's a live. They're performing their songs live in in front of like a small audience. It's a really great album. They're really good live too. I guess that's as close as I've gotten to seeing them live or hearing them live. Yeah, it's a really, really good album. And they were snubbed last year. They were up for Best New Artist, and they, in a pretty weak Best New Artist class, somehow got snubbed. So I'm going to go with Black Pumas. I do genuinely think that they will win because it's not a new album per se, but it's a really well-performed album and well-mixed album. So I think they take that one. But Best Alternative Album. We're going to jump down to alternative. This is the hardest genre to define. Jared and I have spoken ad nauseum about this, how hard it is. And basically what the industry considers to be alternative is just something that's not hard enough to be rock, but something that's not soft enough to be pop. At least that's my interpretation.
Yeah, that's a good breakdown. Yeah.
Best Alternative Music Album nominees are Shore by Fleet Foxes, If I Can't Have Love, I Want Power by Halsey, Jubilee by Japanese Breakfast, Collapsed in Sunbeams by Arlo Parks, and Daddy's Home by St. Vincent. This was very tough for me to pick.
Personally. Yeah, this is tough. This actually has some really good picks.
Let's start with Alec, and I want to hear who he thinks is going to win this.
I think Shore by Fleet Foxes is going to win this award. I really like their sound, as discussed when we brought up their album that you handed us a while ago. I really did like it. I've listened to a few songs here and there. And I did really like the songs that I've heard off of that album. So I'm pretty sure I would like this album. So I think they're going to win. But I would say that I would want, I don't know. I probably would want Fleet Foxes as well to win. I've listened to the Halsey album. It's good. I don't think this was as good as some of her previous work. I've never listened to Japanese Breakfast, but Jared said that he liked them, so I might end up listening to him. And same with the other two. I haven't really listened to them a whole lot to really give a good opinion on them. So I'm going to go with Fleet Foxes for this one.
Jared, how about you?
See, this is really tough because Halsey's album is one of my favorites from this year. Japanese Breakfast as well. And Daddy's Home by St. Vincent, while I wasn't a huge fan of it, I definitely think it's it could be like a dark horse. Like, I really think they might vote for it. So I'm going to say I believe Daddy's Home will win, but I would like If I Can't Have Love, I Want Power to win.
So this was tough for me because I like a decent amount of these albums, especially Shore. I think I want Daddy's Home to win, and I think it'll also win. It's just a really good album. I really liked Shore, but not as much as I like Daddy's Home. It kind of took Daddy's Home a little bit to resonate with me. But it is really good. And I forget what's St. Vincent's name, Annie something. I can't remember, but she's so talented.
Yeah, she's really good.
Great singer, great songwriter. And I guess it could be a dark horse, but at the same time, for me, it's like also like the favorite. It's very much like an Academy or like a Grammy favorite.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah.
We talked about like Oscar bait.
That's exactly what I was thinking of. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, so this is kind of similar, but it's also just a genuinely good album. So
yeah,
I think that's what's going to win.
I was thinking dark horse in terms of like the public. Like, yeah. I don't think as many people heard it compared to definitely Halsey and probably Japanese Breakfast.
So now we're going to jump over to rap. I know that Jared and I are pretty excited to talk about this one. We're going to start with best rap song. I have not heard of most of these, full disclosure, but Bath Salts is the first one. It's by DMX featuring Jay-Z and Nas. Best Friend performed by Sweetie and Doja Cat. Family Ties, Baby Keem, Kendrick Lamar. Jail performed by Kanye West and Jay-Z. And My Life performed by J. Cole, 21 Savage, and Murray. Jared, we'll start with you. What do you think is going to take this one home?
I think they're going to give the award to Bath Salts because of DMX's passing.
Mm-hmm.
It's also a good song. I really like the production. I think Jay-Z and Nas have great features, and DMX is great as well. As far as what I'd like to win, I'm gonna say Family Ties. It's a tough one for me because I've heard all these songs, and it's actually pretty tough between Jail, Family Ties, and Bath Salts. But I think Family Ties I've probably listened to the most. And I think Baby Keem and Kendrick really impressed me on that on that song. So yeah, that's probably my pick. Family Ties.
Alec, how about you?
I actually want Bath Salts to win. I think that's a really good song. All same reasons that Jared mentioned when he said he thinks that will win. But I actually think Best Friend will end up winning with Sweetie and Doja Cat. That's what I think is going to end up taking the award.
Yeah, I mean, both good options. I want Family Ties to win. I really like that song. I still do. I have a huge soft spot for Kendrick Lamar, and I think his verse was incredible. I think My Life will win. I don't know why I didn't recognize that at first, but if we're talking about pure songwriting value, I think that's probably the best one up here.
What did you say?
My Life.
Oh, okay.
Cool. Usually, I would normally agree with DMX getting it because of his passing, but the Grammys don't really seem to like care about that too much.
It's true.
I've never heard Bath Salts either, so I don't want to just say it'll win based off of nothing. But yeah, I think My Life will win. Speaking of, J. Cole's album like died off fast. What was it called? The
Off Season.
Yeah.
The fall off season, more like, oh.
I remember my coworkers just play it at work like nonstop. And I don't think I've heard it since like June.
I listened to it the day it came out, and as soon as it was over, I was like, I'm glad I will never have to listen to a single song of that again. And I haven't since.
I have a friend who loves J. Cole, and he will not accept any criticism of his music. So I was like, man, I really thought that new J. Cole was boring. He got like unbelievably upset. He's like, you just don't get it. You don't get the songwriting. I was like, I do get it. And that's why it's so boring.
Yeah.
Yeah, but best rap song, we blew through that. So now we're going to go to best rap album. This is pretty interesting. This is for albums containing at least 51% playing time of new rap recordings. So you can have just a little over half of your album be rap, and then the rest can be whatever you want it to be, apparently.
Sounds.
Four nominees for this category: The Offseason by J. Cole, King's Disease 2 by Nas, Call Me If You Get Lost by Tyler, the Creator, and Donda by Kanye West. I'm going to start with Jared once again. What do you think?
Can I just say, this is really weak.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really, and I like two of these. I haven't heard King's Disease 2. I don't like Offseason, but I do like Donda and Call Me If You Get Lost. My clear favorite is Call Me If You Get Lost. That's the only one I really thoroughly enjoy. I liked Donda, but wasn't that big of a fan. And I also think Call Me If You Get Lost is going to win. I think he's still riding the success of Igor at the awards.
There is one major snub from this category. I guess we'll talk about later. But before I say my picks, Alec, what do you think?
I think Tyler's going to end up winning this one. I want Tyler to win this one, but I think Donda's going to end up winning it.
Yeah. It's fair.
And what was the snub you were
thinking? Little Sims.
Yep, that's exactly what I was thinking. I don't think I read this before we started, and I just expected it to be on there, and I was so upset when, yeah.
Out of these four, I agree with Jared. This is really weak. There are many better albums that came out this past year than is what on this list. King's Disease was really bad. Nosh just can't find it. I'm not sure what he's still doing. Off-Season, I wasn't a fan of. Donda, I really wasn't a fan of. So I guess just by merit, it's got to be Call Me If You Get Lost. I think he will win. That's the one album that people still seem to be playing out of all of these. And just personal feelings, that's the one I liked the most. I still wasn't super impressed by it, but I do think it's miles better than anything else that's on here. It'd be nice to see Tyler win. He hasn't won, has he?
I thought he won for Igor.
He might. Oh, he did. I forget what he won, but he won for Igor. It'd be nice to see him win again. After the snubs he got for Flower Boy.
Yeah.
All right. We're moving into Alex Wheelhouse, the country genre.
Yeah.
Best country song. Alec, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Better Than We Found It, performed by Maren Morris. Camera Roll, performed by Casey Musgraves. Cold, performed by Chris Stapleton. Country Again, performed by Thomas Rhett. Fancy Like, performed by Walker Hayes. And and Remember Her Name, as performed by Mickey Guyton. Okay, Alec, I want you to start. I know which one I'm going to pick to not win, but I want to hear your...
The one you're going to pick to not win likely will be the one to win.
Sure, let's hear it.
I want Cold by Chris Stapleton to win. I think that's a great song, but I think Fancy Like by Walker Hayes is going to end up winning.
Oh, God.
I don't like that song. I think it's a country attempt at making a TikTok sound, and it irritates me. But I just think that is going to end up winning because it got really popular really fast. And it's still one of the most popular country songs. But I really want Cold to win. And I hope I'm wrong in saying that I think that will win.
Jared?
Well, let me just start by saying I did not know if I heard Fancy Like yet, but I'm sure I had.
Yeah,
so I just looked it up on YouTube and I listened to it, and I did. It's terrible, but it's probably going to win. I remember seeing on Barstool someone said like, your team just won Football Sunday or whatever, and they're like, what's the song you're playing after your team wins? And everyone said Fancy Like.
Ugh.
And then they had Walker Hayes go, my team wins, I play Fancy Like by Walter Hayes. Hi, I'm Walter Hayes. I'm like, what was that?
Walker, not Walter.
Walker, what was I saying? Walter.
Yeah.
Walter Hayes. So that's what I think will win based on that alone. But I would also like Cold to win, although because I love Chris Stapleton. But I will say that's not even top five best songs from that album. So I think it's weird that Cold is on there.
Yeah.
But I think it's the most popular, but I don't think it's even top five best.
Yeah. So I think Fancy Like deserves to win, and I want it to win. It's the best song ever. I remember the first time I heard it, it's like a TikTok sound, as Alex said.
Yeah.
I was like, I thought it was like for a commercial. I thought it was like a jingle. And I clicked on the sound and like went to all the videos that used that song. And the original video is the dude who wrote the song, like trying to make a dance to it.
Yep.
So that's when I knew that it was real and that it was just as much of an abomination as I thought it was. No, I think it'll win. But I don't really want any of these songs to win. I haven't listened to any of them. So I feel like I can't really just get one.
Ben wants them to say, no one wins. You all are terrible.
Like the Like, no, be a Hall of Fame. No one's getting in this.
No one's in. No, I feel like I can't say what I want to win because I just don't. The only song I know is Fancy Like, and I don't want that to win because I just know that somehow it's the worst on this list.
That's fair.
Moving on then. Best country album. Same as the other ones, for albums containing at least 51% playing time of new country recordings. And they are as follow. Skeletons by Brothers Osborne. Remember Her Name by Mickey Guyton. The Marfa Tapes by Miranda Lambert. The Ballad of Dude and Juanita by Sturgill Simpson. And Starting Over by Chris Stapleton. I actually do have an opinion on this, but I'm gonna let the guys go first. Jared, you take it away.
Personally, I would say Starting Over. I really like that album. Although I feel like that came out, was that like end of 2020, I guess, in December? Probably past the eligibility window. So yeah, that's my personal pick. I don't know anyone else on here, but Miranda Lambert has some pretty good exposure. So I'll say her with John Randall and Jack Ingram for the Marfa tapes, whatever that means. The Marfan Syndrome tapes.
Ooh.
Okay.
Alec, how about you?
Go ahead.
No, I want Chris Stapleton to win as well with starting over, but I actually think it's gonna be Skeleton by Brothers Osborne. Both are pretty good albums for country. I think Chris Stapleton's is better, but I just think Brothers Osborne's a little bit more popular, a little bit more mainstream, I guess you could say. So I think they're gonna end up taking the Grammy for best country album with Skeletons.
Yeah, I agree with Alec. Skeletons is probably the only country album I've listened to in the last probably my entire life. My mom really likes them, and one time I let her pick the music on a drive and she played that, and I thought it was actually pretty palatable. Also, I just don't know anything else, so I feel like that's just my go-to option. But I was gonna pick Miranda Lambert to win until Alec agreed and said that Skeletons would win, so now I'm gonna switch that to both my preferred and my analytical pick. So yeah, that wraps it up.
There we go. We've run through. Those are obviously not all the categories. We did 13 of them, I believe. And yeah. I'm on the list on Grammy.com, and there are 86.
Mm-hmm.
So we omitted just a few, but we hit the big ones.
Yeah.
So, there's a new age category. I don't even know what that means.
Also, just didn't want to like bore the listeners because like I listened.
That would be so long.
I listen to like a lot of these like different like categories, like
category 86. I think we all can agree on Bo Burnham winning that category.
But what is 86?
Best music film.
Mm.
Bo Burnham Inside is one of the nominees.
I definitely like it to win. I feel like Summer of Soul could, because it's got that's about like African-American movement sometime in the 60s and 70s.
I still think Inside should win. I mean,
thinking from award show Academy perspective, they might like the cultural impact. Not that Inside doesn't, because I think it does too.
So now that we've got all of our picks out of the way, and if there's any that you feel like you want us to talk about, say something on Twitter.
There's one more we gotta mention on here.
All right, go for it.
I just saw Don Cheadle's name. He's nominated. He's nominated for a best spoken word album.
All right.
I thought that was interesting. So there you go. He's up against LeVar Burton, Dave Chappelle, and Barack Obama.
Well, Dave Chappelle's not doing so great right now. He's taking a lot of hits. So LeVar Burton has my pick.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Yeah. But
there's some questions I want to throw at you guys now that we've wrapped up our picks, mostly critiquing the Grammys and kind of their impact on society. Every year now, when someone wins something, people go on Twitter and say, "Oh, so and so snubbed, so and so robbed." Last year, for example, I don't think The Weeknd was nominated for anything. So people kind of question both the musical kind of. What's the word I'm looking for? Just kind of like both the musical knowledge and the musical kind of standard that the Academy, that the Grammys set, as well as just the general impact. I know I barely hear anyone talk about the Grammys anymore. People just seem to kind of listen to whatever, and they don't really use the Grammy as the Grammys as a sign of like a benchmark of superiority anymore. But I want to get your guys' thoughts on that and just kind of throw it out there. Do the Grammys mean anything to you anymore, or just either to you or in general?
I'll start. I do value what they stand for. But I do think the integrity of the Academy varies at best. I don't think it's a consistent. Like an unbiased view. Like you said, they definitely go for the most popular. And I think there's another medium for that with the People's Choice. So I think the the Academy should choose the more prestigious stuff. And that might be me not being condescending, but just kind of like sticking my nose up to the more popular things. But I do think that's what awards are for, is prestige.
Mm-hmm.
And the People's Choice, they exist for a reason. And I think a lot of the reason that people are leaving or not caring about these things is because their favorite things aren't winning, and they're moving over to the People's Choice, the MTV Awards, things of that nature.
Yeah.
Which I don't think is inherently bad. And I know a lot of people think it's they're just patting themselves on the back. Like, oh, the music industry is just patting themselves on the back, giving out awards to each other. Well, who else do you expect to do that? That's what I never understood about that critique. Like, they are the most qualified people to give out the awards. You want the guy that works at, Home Depot to do it. You want the nurse in the local hospital. Like, they have no opinion for the most part on these things. They're not in the industry, so it doesn't make sense. Unless they're interested, and that's what the People's Choice is for.
I think for me, I think that, Jared, you mentioned integrity of the Grammys. I think that people for a long time have looked to the Grammys as like a definitive like barometer of quality.
Yeah.
So like if something wins a Grammy, like it's obviously just better than something else. But I feel like now people are starting to see that's not necessarily true. And what really gets to me is just the hypocrisy of the Grammys, really, how one category it'll be almost like a virtue category. Like they'll give like Doja Cat an award. They'll give like Megan Thee Stallion like cleaned house last year. And granted, I do think it was at least somewhat deserved. But it's almost like they did it not because her music was better than anyone else's in that category, but because she's a Black woman. And it's both unfortunate that has to be the case, that people from like oppressed groups or minority groups can't just have people appreciate their art as it is. But at the same time, that the Academy seems to just play into the stereotype that like they have to just keep like throwing these votes at people who may not deserve it. I'm not saying that Megan Thee Stallion, just as my example, doesn't deserve that, but
right. Yeah, I get what you mean.
Just the hypocrisy, like they'll one category to be like, okay, well, here's the most commercially successful album from this category. And then they're our winner. And then the next one, it's okay, well, it's time to give a vote to a woman or a Black person.
Anyway, checking the boxes.
Yeah. That's just my biggest gripe, really. I feel like it does kind of call into question the integrity of whoever's the selection committee is. But yeah, that's really my biggest gripe. So to me, it doesn't really mean anything anymore. It's not going to change my opinion of what I like.
Yeah.
What I listen to. And I also have to acknowledge Little Sims this year is probably my biggest snub. And I think it sucks that she's not nominated, but at the same time, like the majority of the people who listen to rap music haven't listened to Little Sims' album.
Yeah.
So when you look at like the best rap album, like, of course it's going to be the most popular artists and like the most popular albums. It's not going to be Little Sims, even though she does deserve at least to be nominated. But yeah, Alec, I've been talking for a little bit. You have anything to say?
To me, the Grammys really don't mean anything. I'm going to listen to whoever I want to listen to, and who I like is who I like. The Grammys really won't change that. Really, any award show really won't change that. Like, and people who do change their opinions based off of like the awards that people give out for media kind of confuse me, because you're basically letting other people form whether or not you enjoy a type of media that you're consuming. So just if you like it, you like it. So to me, the Grammys really don't mean that much. If Chris Stapleton comes out of here with Best Country Album, it's not going to make me like his album anymore or any less.
Right.
But I guess it kind of seems like the Grammys at times are the opposite of the Emmys, if that makes sense.
How so?
In like how the Emmys are like traditionally like very political in one direction, in unintentionally, I'm assuming, but they pick like the same kind of stuff every year. I feel like the Emmys are the opposite. The Grammys are the opposite. I may be fumbling my words, but
I think I might get what you mean. Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, the only way that I could really improve it is to somehow give a little bit of weight to certain things for the album. Like, is the album, was this album may be structurally Grammy worthy, but if it flopped 100%, is it really Grammy worthy?
Right.
Like, and that's something that I think that we kind of brought up with Oscar bait, where they're strictly making things to please critics and win an Oscar. I feel like with music, if Kanye West put out an album, well, I'll even say like Migos Culture 3, we completely forgot that existed. Like, if that was put up here for Grammys, like, you guys would have been in complete and utter shock. Like, we forgot that album existed. If that was made to be Grammy bait, there's no reason that should win.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess the Grammys now are also like a selling point. Like when you're nominated or you win a Grammy, you become like, oh, Grammy win, two-time Grammy winner, Kanye West or whatever.
Yeah.
So it's this weird, like, my cat just charged more for across the room.
You charge more for going to concerts.
Yeah, it's a weird, like, people acknowledge that the Grammys don't like mean anything anymore, but then at the same time, when they see someone's like a Grammy nominee, they like float that around. Yeah, it's just, I don't know, it's kind of a mess right now. But do you guys think there could be like any kind of improvement, like maybe opening up for like public voting, or do you think that that kind of defeats the purpose of the Grammys? What do you guys think?
Yeah, I think I kind of touched on that when I was talking earlier. I don't think there's anything wrong with having two separate awards, you know, the Grammys for the prestige from people within the industry. And then I keep saying People's Choice. I don't know if they actually do music. That's just my insert example. I think they do, but you know, something like People's Choice where they actually vote, they get involved and invested so that they themselves can see, like, you know, if the, you know, Megan Thee Stallion versus Doja Cat versus Taylor Swift, you know, in like a three-way, you know, Clash of the Titans, and they can tune in on whatever on ABC and hashtag tweet their votes before 8 p.m. or whatever. Like, it just gets, like, it gets them involved and it makes them feel like part of the process. And I think that already exists. So I don't really think there's anything that needs to be done. I just think the perception and the value behind a Grammy, an Emmy, an Oscar just need to be put into context.
Yeah, I agree for the most part. I think that if you open it up for like fan voting, fan participation, just kind of defeats the point of what the Grammys are at their structure.
Right.
So I think if an artist I like wins, I'm going to be happy for them. If they don't, I don't think it's going to impact my perception of them. So it doesn't, I don't really care. Alec, how about you? Any politics you want to introduce?
I think probably some kind of fan related weight should come into it, kind of like I was saying with the Migos 3 album, like, because we completely forgot. But if that album was put up for a Grammy, every diehard Migos fan would be voting for that album to win a Grammy.
Yeah.
Oh, is it deserving of a Grammy? I don't know. I haven't listened to it. And obviously the Grammy board doesn't, or whatever they're called, doesn't think they are because they're not nominated for one. But if they do their nominations, however they decide to do their nominations, and then you bring in like fan voting, and that fan voting only weighs like 10% of the final tally, then maybe that'd be a decent idea to bring in and make it a little bit more fan friendly, I guess you could say. You can't make it completely completely for fans, because then you're going to end up getting Taylor Swift winning everything, because Swift Nation is insane.
There's a couple years ago, the Oscars tried to introduce most popular film as a category. I think it was after Black Panther got nominated for Best Picture from 2018. And so do you think that could be did I just see a cat?
Yes, you did.
That might be a good compromise. People don't get to vote on the entirety of the categories, but there's a specific category for each genre, for example, for most popular rap album they could give them, or most popular rap artist, for example, things like that. And that's where they get to vote. And then they still get to feel like they're involved in the prestigious awards of the Grammys or Emmys or whatever.
Yeah, because I think fan involvement definitely is a big deal. And it is what makes these albums so big or so small. You can't have an incredible album if people don't listen to it. You know what I mean? Like the album that we haven't released yet. And we're doing it because we don't want to hurt everyone's feelings that are at the Grammys. You know, not everyone's as nice as we are. We're just waiting for the podcast category to come up.
Yeah. We've got a really good podcast that we think could win Ep of the Year. We've got it banked. We're waiting until the actual award shows for podcasts specifically come out, or a category within the Grammys. And then you bet your ass we'll be the first people releasing it, putting out our little campaign parties that they always do for the Recording Academy. Show off our metal.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
We will be the podcast of all podcasts.
Yes.
But all right. That is our Grammy show. I hope you all enjoy watching the Grammys tonight. We will definitely keep track and see how we did. Olivia Rodrigo seems to be sweeping a lot of our categories that she is nominated for, but who really knows? Obviously we do, because we're recording in 2019.
Yeah.
Today. Just keep going back in time every time someone mentions the date.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So thank you all very much for listening. Enjoy the award show and listen to our next show, so that way you can find out how we did, if you forget, because we will probably bring it up.